We'll speak the next couple of weeks about the prohibition of muktzah. It's a very nice introduction that Mishnah Berurah has at the beginning of Siman Shin Ches, where he quotes a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid as to why the Chachamim instituted the prohibition of muktzah, of moving certain items on Shabbos that should be set aside for non-use. So the Rambam writes at the end of Perachav Dalid of Hilchos Shabbos, the Chachamim prohibited moving certain items. For what purpose? Well, he says, listen, Yeshayahu Navi already tells us in chapter 58 that I'm supposed to, Shabbos is supposed to have a certain spirit. I'm not supposed to walk like I normally walk during the week. I'm not supposed to run on Shabbos. I'm not supposed to speak. Based on the Pasuk V'daber Dover, we spoke about that 1 week. I should be speaking a little bit differently on Shabbos. My speech maybe should be limited, or I shouldn't be speaking about business. So Kal v'chomer, says the Ram, Shalo Yehei Tiltul b'Shabbos k'tiltul b'chol. If my speech should be different and my walking should be different, then the objects that I move should be different. It should not be k'yom chol be'enav. I'll end up moving items from one place to another, one house to another, or maybe I'll move rocks one place to the other. And v'nimtza shalo shavas, I won't fulfill l'man yanuach. I won't be resting on Shabbos. In addition, there are many kalim, what we will discuss, a klisha malach tol iser, a vessel utensil that's typically used for a malacha, like a pen or a hammer or the like. So maybe I'll end up doing a malacha. So it's another reason the Chachamim came along and prohibited certain items. Thirdly, many people don't work. They're not bali umnios, elabit talim kol yameim. People are retired. They're independently wealthy. Tayalim yoshve kronos. So they never do work on a regular day, on a weekday. So in what way is it recognizable that it's Shabbos? Nimsa shlo shavas shvisa hanikeres. If we would allow them to move mukza items on Shabbos, it would look no different than a day during the week. That's why the Chachamim instituted the Isra of mukza, to create a Shabbos environment. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid claims that it's a gedor lahotzah. We're not permitted to carry outside in Rosh Hashanah. We're not permitted to carry from a Rosh Hashanah to a private domain to a public domain. In order to avoid that, the Chachamim said, we're only going to allow you to move around your house, even though you're in Rosh Hashanah, are items that you need, items that you don't need for Shabbos. So we're not going to allow you to move them around your house because we're afraid you're going to pick them up and carry them outside. So we'll discuss just this first week. One category, which may not be really be called muktzah at all, is that's what we call the kli shemalach tol iser, a vessel that typically, a utensil that's used to do a malacha. So I mentioned earlier a pen or a hammer. The Mishnayos have the example of a hammer, and the halacha is that when it comes to a kli shemalach tol iser, we actually don't call it muktzah. Muktzah means something I'm not supposed to move really at all. Kli shemalach tol iser, the halacha is I can move it letzorach gufo if I'm going to use it itself. The example the Mishnayos give is using a hammer to crack open a nut, and obviously I can't move it for the purposes of banging a nail in. It is a kli that's typically used for malacha. Its primary purpose is malacha, but it may have a secondary purpose, and I'm permitted to move it for that purpose as well. And I could also move it, what we call letzorach mekomos, letzorach, which is, I need its place, it's sitting on the table, I need to set the table for Shabbos, and unfortunately I left it on the table, I'm allowed to move it. So, kli shemalach tol iser, a utensil that's typically used for a malacha, can be moved letzorach gufo, to use it for itself, letzorach mekomo. There's a debate that the Achronim have. Many people will say, well, the same thing would be true of a pen. I can move a pen if I want to use the pen to, I don't know, take earwax out of my ear. Not recommended. That's not a malacha. I can't move a pen to write, but I should be able to use it for another purpose that's not a malacha, or to use it to move it off the table if it's letzorach mekomo. There are achronim who disagree with that and claim that when we speak about a hammer has a primary use. We said that's to build. And a secondary use, maybe to crack open a nut, you know, to use it for that purpose. But a pen doesn't really have a secondary use at all. What do people use a pen for? So if you'll say, well, maybe a pen is used as a bookmark. Okay, so maybe that would be a secondary use. But we have to be careful when we try to define an item as a kli shemalachto l'isser, that we're careful that we recognize that maybe it needs a secondary use that people normally use. If this item, the only use that people usually utilize it for, is a malacha, so then, and it doesn't really have a secondary use, that may be not permitted to be moved, even l'tzorach gufo or l'tzorach makomo, because that would not be defined as a klisha malachto l'isser at all. Good Shabbos to all.